On January 14, 1991, a woman was seen walking in Fayetteville around 7:30 p.m. 4 hours later, the same woman was found partially clothed and lying in a ditch miles away in a rural part of Washington County. Still alive, but just barely. Within 90 minutes, she was dead. This is Crime in the Ozarks, the mystery of Deborah Ann Landreth Adams. This podcast is a product of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Community Journalism Initiative. Make sure to follow us at NWA DemGaz on Instagram and share your opinions on this case. If you're listening on the Spotify app, swipe up and comment below. This episode contains discussion of murder. Please consider this how and when you listen. Now, let's get into the case. Part 1. Who was Deborah Ann Landreth Adams? It's hard to say who Deborah Ann Landreth Adams was, because information about her is just so scarce. Despite our best efforts, we've been unable to find any obituary listings or gravesites for her. No family ever appeared to have stepped forward in the aftermath of her death to seek justice for their loved one, or call for information leading to her killer. After she died, even authorities appeared at a loss as to who exactly she was. Deborah was found January 14th and died early the next morning, but it took the sheriff's office 4 days to identify her. On January 16th, Mayor Quimby Johnson with the sheriff's office said investigators had followed 3 possible leads to figure out who she was, but they all turned up dead ends. Johnson said the woman had no identification on her, and that no one in the area matching her description had been reported missing. When Deborah was finally identified on January 18th, Johnson said, quote, she had been residing off and on since 1986 at the McNelly Hotel in Bentonville. She's not been a regular resident anywhere as far as we found. She's been all over. He said that same day that authorities still hadn't been able to determine where she was born or grew up. When asked for comment on this episode, the Washington County Sheriff's Office and the Arkansas State Police declined to release any new details, so we still don't know if authorities ever did piece together more about who Adams was. What we do know about her is this. At the time of her death, Deborah was 33 or 34 years old, though her age changes depending on which news source you read it in. She was a white woman with brown hair and brown eyes. She was 4 feet 8 inches tall and weighed 120 pounds. Kenneth McKee, the Washington County Sheriff at the time of Deborah's death, said she had a, quote, very distinctive appearance. She was a very small woman, very short. Her social connections appeared to have been limited as well from the reports that followed her death. McNelly Hotel, where she was described to live off and on, was described in media reports as a long-term residential care home in Bentonville. However, the night before her death, Deborah had spent the evening at the Salvation Army shelter in South Fayetteville. The Women's Watch Care Network released a report in 1992 detailing violence against women and minorities the previous year, and included a listing for Deborah, who it described as a local transient. Even the specifics regarding her name are unsettled, with some reports listing her as Deborah Ann Landreth, others as Deborah Ann Adams, and others as Deborah Ann Landreth Adams. Beyond that, no one seemed to know anything about Deborah, a woman who appeared to have been moving on the fringes with no obvious support structure before tragedy struck. Part 2, Finding the Body. According to the Washington County Sheriff's Office, a deputy found Deborah lying face up in a waterlogged roadside ditch along Wallen Mountain Road in Brule, Washington County, southeast of Greenland and northeast of West Fork. She was not wearing a shirt nor shoes and had abrasions and bruises to her legs and hip, according to Johnson. When emergency medical technicians arrived on scene, Deborah was alive but unconscious, according to Warren McDonald, then director of Central Emergency Medical Services. He said she appeared to have been in some sort of altercation and was suffering from exposure with a very low body temperature. Deborah was taken to Washington Regional Medical Center in Fayetteville and died about 90 minutes after being found when emergency room personnel failed to resuscitate her. Johnson said doctors told him the injuries she had suffered were not sufficient to have caused her death. The Arkansas State Police cold case webpage for Deborah lists her cause of death as strangulation in association with exposure. Part 3, the investigation. In the days following Deborah's death, investigators with the Washington County Sheriff's Office and the Arkansas State Police reported that they were scouring the scene near where she was found, which was described as an isolated and heavily wooded area, looking for evidence, including tennis shoes and a two-tone brown windbreaker-type jacket she was thought to have been wearing earlier on the day she died. While Deborah still hadn't been identified, authorities said January 16, 1991, her body was sent to the Arkansas Crime Lab for an autopsy. The next day, they reported the death was being treated as a homicide. Johnson with the sheriff's office said January 17th that witnesses reported seeing a woman matching Deborah's description walking along South School Avenue in Fayetteville, about 3 or 4 hours before the deputy found her unconscious alongside Wallen Mountain Road. When Deborah was identified on January 18th, Sheriff McKee said, quote, "She was murdered. Someone got her in a car, took her out there, and murdered her. She was very brutally treated." Johnson also spoke to media that same day, and when asked whether Deborah's body had been found some distance from the road or if she had been dumped from a car, he responded, quote, "That's right, from a car." Part 4. Mystery and Violence. As previously noted, the state police and sheriff's office did not provide any new details for this episode, and the state police declined to provide any records pertaining to the case, citing it being an open investigation. Our reporting has uncovered no other instances of authorities making public statements about the case in the years since it happened, so we aren't sure if detectives ever had a suspect in mind or if they learned more about who Deborah Ann Landreth Adams was. But the reporting on the case in the immediate aftermath of Deborah's death alone begged questioning. There are the aforementioned inconsistencies in her reported age and name, but the circumstances surrounding the discovery of her body raise questions as well. According to the January 15, 1991 edition of the Northwest Arkansas Times newspaper, Central EMS reported either responding to or getting a call about an injured woman found in a ditch on Washington County 32 at 9:40 p.m. January 14, 1991. The other name for Washington County 32 is Wayland Mountain Road. However, the deputy that found Deborah's body found her at 11:30 p.m., nearly 2 hours later, according to the sheriff's office. And that deputy wasn't going out there in response to a report of a woman lying in a ditch. He was in the area trying to find a resident in an unrelated matter, the sheriff's office reported at the time. Reporting from the Times suggested it was after the deputy discovered Deborah's body that ambulances responded to the scene and took her to the hospital. So did the ambulance service fail to respond at 9:40 p.m.? Did medical personnel attempt to respond but were unable to find anyone? Did the newspaper just report the time of the call incorrectly? Unfortunately, there doesn't appear to be a way to tell. When asked about the case, a Central EMS representative said call and response records from that time don't exist anymore. Deborah's death came in a year that saw much violence against women in Arkansas, according to the Women's Watch Care Network, which reported 83 violent deaths of women, most perpetrated by men, according to the group. Of those listed in the report, many of the cases share similarities with Deborah's case. 12 cases involved women or girls whose bodies were found in a near ditch or body of water. 8 involved women who were found nude or partially clothed. And 6 involved women who were strangled. 5 of the women were found in heavily wooded areas, according to the report. Many of those cases saw a resolution, though. Deborah seemed to have barely ever made it beyond initial investigation. With no signs that family nor friends were advocating to bring her killer to justice, did she just slip through the cracks? Or do authorities know more than they're revealing? While the Washington County Sheriff's Office declined to release new information for this episode, Lieutenant Robert Marsh, who leads the office's Criminal Investigation Division, said he actually read through the case file in early November. He said it's important to look into cold cases because everyone deserves justice, adding, quote, "Law enforcement's ultimate goal is to protect the innocent population of our community. Although we cannot prevent every crime from happening or every victimization of community members, we can investigate crimes to the fullest, expending all energy and resources to apprehend the offenders of a crime in hopes of mitigating future crimes. Unfortunately, cold cases are among the hardest to solve," he added, pointing to statistics that say only 1 in 5 cold cases turn up a conclusively identified suspect, 1 in 20 resulting in an arrest, and 1 in 100 resulting in conviction. Deborah's case is one shrouded in mystery with no easy answers. So if this episode has jarred anyone's memory, or if you have any information pertaining to this case, consider calling the Washington County Sheriff's Office at 479-444-5700 or contacting the Arkansas State Police Cold Case Unit at coldcase@asp.arkansas.gov. Maybe one day we'll know the whole story of who Deborah Ann Landreth Adams was and who killed her. Until next time, this has been Crime in the Ozarks. Thanks for listening to Crime in the Ozarks, a product of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat-Gazette Community Journalism Initiative. This episode was written by Chris Swindle, and I'm your host, Diana Campos. Be sure to read reporter Ron Wood's article about this case in the Sunday, November 30th edition of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat-Gazette. It'll be available in our print and replica edition, as well as online at nwaonline.com. You can also keep an eye out for future developments by subscribing to the Northwest Arkansas Democrat-Gazette newspaper, our social media accounts, newsletter, and YouTube channel. If there's one thing we'll never stop doing, is keeping a watchful eye on crime in the Ozarks.